shortly after Springfield City Council approved the stronger of two proposed amendments enhancing protections for LGBT persons, Dick Hardy set out to repeal it.
We gave the city council a much better alternative, the Stephen Fishel alternative. You know, the council chose to go this direction, knowing the political implications was that that we would get the petition signatures and seek to overturn it.
Hardy was a member of the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, SOGI, task force created after council tabled the non-discrimination bill 2 years ago. On October 13th, council voted 6-3 to expand protections on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity in the areas of housing, employment, and public accommodations. No vote was taken on the substitute bill, which would have added the protections in the cases of housing only, and requested an additional study of discrimination in the case of employment and public accommodations.
Frankly, those six council members, in my mind, slandered the people of Springfield. They basically said, we can't find any evidence of it, but you must be so bad that we got to make some law to protect what we can't find evidence of occurring.
Since that decision, Hardy and others have been working to gather signatures and to encourage churches to do the same. He's been working with the likes of James River Church, First and Second Baptist Churches, and Central Assembly, among others.
There would be people in the churches that would be, you know, so diametrically opposed to making criminals out of people because of their personal beliefs. That's what this does. Churches across the city are taking this stand. They're taking it upon themselves to get the petitions, and I'm serving as the point person to get them all collected.
If a referendum petition receives enough valid signatures, the approved ordinance in question will go before voters and could potentially overturn council's decision. Petition officials have 30 days from the passage of the ordinance to receive enough signatures. That's 10% of the votes in the most recent municipal election, or 1,144 signatures. Reverend Emily Bowen Marler, the associate minister at Brentwood Christian Church, is saddened by the fact that religious people are collecting signatures to repeal this ordinance.
I would hope that, you know, people who are asked to sign the petition will think, what is it truly that their Christian faith is calling them to? Is it calling to be discriminating against a minority of people, or is it calling them to reach out to people in love?
Bowen Marler adds that despite views to the contrary, she believes there is evidence to support discrimination against the local LGBT community.
I know people who have been fired from their jobs because they're gay in Springfield, Missouri. I know people want to say there isn't any evidence of discrimination, but honestly, people don't want to come forward. People are scared because of the repercussions they've already experienced just because of who they are.
But Hardy contends that the ordinance doesn't just impact the religious community, but would hurt businesses as well.
Small business owner, the guy who's got his little mom and pop shop out there with two employees, is going to face litigation. Now, the opposition wants to downplay that, but the fact is, the law is what the law is, and they're set up to be sued.
Signatures need to be submitted to the city by November 12th. If the signatures are submitted but insufficient, opponents would have a 10-day grace period in order to come up with the additional ones. For KSMU News, I'm Bailey Wiles.